This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Well, this is awkward.
I just got sexy?
No, this is mine and Andrew's song.
Oh, okay.
Try not to make it so obvious, will you?
Sorry, I really feel something when I hear this.
I know you do. So, I'm sure you know by now, the president has been impeached for the second time. It's official. And everyone's going home. Congress is going home. Mitch McConnell, who says he very well may vote to convict the president, going home. Nancy Pelosi's going home. And we're just left with our you-know-what in our hands, waiting for the next insurrection. Literally. We're just waiting to see what the hell happens next. You have hundreds of troops quartering, like, in this Revolutionary War, in the Capitol, literally sleeping and going to the bathroom and eating their meals in the hallways of Capitol Hill to protect the Capitol after the insurrection last week. And you know what really gets me about this? This is a different rant than I did the first hour. It didn't have to be this way. Here's my analogy. I've told this story before, but it's a good analogy for many things. When I was about my second or third year in radio, I was really feeling my oats, and I was really, really dirty and crazy and pushing envelopes. And Jeff Allen, my boss at that time, called me in and said, look, I don't think you understand something. You could lop off the top 50% of your dirty, sophomoric, you know, naughty boy act and still be the dirtiest, funniest guy in St. Louis radio. I think the same thing applies to the president. I voted for the president in 16 for two reasons. One, I couldn't stand Hillary Clinton. And two, although I saw who he was, I thought, well, he's clearly an egomaniac. But maybe, like a NFL quarterback who's an egomaniac, that's going to make him pass 500 yards a game. And you know what? It did. It did. The president was very successful at implementing many things that I liked. I've said it over and over again. I can't think of a single policy that he pursued other than the wall, which I thought was just kind of dumb. But I can't think of a single policy he pursued where I was like, oh, you bastard. These lined up with what I thought was right for the country. Scary Larry from the haunted houses said one of the smartest things on the think tank at one point. Rachel, remember this, when he said the Democrats really blew it because Trump would have loved to have made deals. If you would have been nice to him and made deals, he would have been a puppy dog. I think that's true. I think he wanted to make deals more than any president ever has. They weren't nice to him. The media was terrible to him. I grant you that. But to me, the real sadness of the Trump administration is it didn't have to be this way.
Yeah.
Had he lopped off his top 50% of Trumpiness, he still would have been the Trumpiest president of all time before and for the rest of the history of our country. But it was that top 50% that got him. He couldn't not do it. He couldn't not do these things. All the way up to the very end when he decided to put Vice President Pence's life in danger. He couldn't control himself and say no. He could have been one of the best presidents ever. He really could have. So it makes me sad. Hello, Amir. How are you, Gunny?
Hey, guys, I appreciate you putting me on the air again, and I apologize for my hoarse voice, but in the line of work. So I wanted to tell you a little sea story in Iraq. One of my colleagues, gunnery sergeant, decorated. He did such a fantastic job in Iraq when we both deployed there that he had a Bronze Star waiting for him. I believe even had a Purple Heart. When we came back to our home duty station from war, we always do drug tests. His drug test came back positive for methamphetamine. And we all looked at each other and said, well, that can't be. God, he's a great guy. You know, he has to be retested again. So they immediately retest him again. Second test comes back, still positive for amphetamines and positive for cocaine. So now we have this war hero, Purple Heart, Bronze Star. He popped on two drug tests. You know what battalion commander did? He had a choice. He could have let him retire. He could have, like, you know, let the bygones be bygones on account of his heroics, you know, forgive him. No. Battalion commander upheld Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is the law. Battalion commander court-martialed him, reduced him in rank. And not only did my colleague not get retirement, he was booted out with a really bad discharge that caused loss of benefits. So here we have a situation. We have a wildly popular president, and he's getting impeached again. And the problem with our lawmakers is they're not looking at things by putting them on scale of justice. They're looking at everything through prism of politics. How is this going to play with my constituency? Instead of, was the law broken? And if it was, let's go ahead and deal with it accordingly.
I hear you. It's a good analogy. It's a good story. Thank you, Amir. I really appreciate it. All right. Well, like I said, we're just sort of here with our stuff in our hands because Congress is they're all heading to the plane. They're heading to the airport. They're going home. They won't be back until the week of the inauguration. So we can keep spitballing and yelling at each other, or we can just move on with our lives and wait to see what happens. Because that's where we are. That's where we are. Waiting to see what happens. Any thoughts before we move on? To make sure everyone gets a chance to talk.
I think that the point that...
Anyone but Tony? Yeah. Anyone else?
Take it away, Andrew. Yeah, good. You got one?
No, my only thing was like, why are they going home for safety reasons?
Less pud liquor.
Are they going home for like...
They're done.
They're just done?
Yeah, they're just done.
They probably
wouldn't be doing anything right now if they didn't... They'd probably be at home right now already.
Yeah.
If there wasn't this.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're not going home because they're just not even really supposed to be there, right? There's not really anything that they would be doing right now under normal circumstances.
Did you guys see the reports from the DOJ on the stuff that happened? Rach, I know you said you watched a special.
Did
they cover that in the special, like people pooping everywhere?
No.
Did you hear that stuff?
I've seen it on Twitter, but I haven't seen
news. The DOJ confirmed it.
Wow.
The people were just pooping everywhere and smearing their own stuff all over the Capitol.
It's really disturbing.
Well done.
Yeah.
1776.
Yeah, I would just encourage anyone who... It seems to be people who will tweet at me and stuff and be like, it was like 24 people, not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Well, just turn on your television. I mean...
Can you tell us about that?
So I watched, it was on ABC News, it was 24, I think it's called 24 Hours, the assault on the nation's capital. And Andrew, did you watch it last night too?
Yep.
It's a mostly very just like, hey, 24 hours, this is what was happening. Here's footage of what was happening in the House chamber. Here's ABC footage of what was going on outside. Here's our correspondents in the field talking to people. Here's when we realized something was happening. It was very fascinating to see how what was actually happening in the House lined up with what was happening outside.
Gotcha.
I did not realize until I watched this last night that the crowd had descended on the Capitol while President Trump was still speaking. I did not know that. It seemed like it was like the speech ended and everyone walked down there, but he was still going by the time that they got to Capitol grounds. And it seems like lawmakers were aware, okay, they've tipped over these gates. Okay, they're on the steps. Okay, police are having a really hard time fending them off. Just to see the way it unfolded was very fascinating. And to see this footage of horrible things going on. I mean, I just, you know, people like to bring up the riots and such over the summer. I get why that's so upsetting. I was incredibly upset by that, too. It's terrible. But don't use that as an excuse to downplay what happened at our nation's capital. It's horrible. It's terrifying. It's very stressful to take in. So if you get stressed out easily, maybe don't watch it. But don't delude yourself into thinking that this was just a protest. This was incredibly violent. There were plenty of people there who were just there to see what was going on, who were just there to protest peacefully. But the people who made it into the Capitol building, a large amount of them were very, very violent, had very terrible things on their mind, and we shouldn't pretend like it's just no big deal.
Yeah, I like Mike Ferguson talked about it being whataboutism, because that's the playground. You know, I know what I am, what are you, you are, you know, Pee Wee Herman thing. Just look, two things can be true. Everyone who says like, yeah, but what about BLM? I agree.
We can have that conversation,
yeah.
But it doesn't wipe away.
No.
You're saying bad behavior from them means that we, like, why are you aligning yourself? To me, when you do whataboutism with something like this, it seems like you are aligning yourself with those who broke into the Capitol building. And that's really weird to me. I don't know why you would want to tooth and nail defend these people. What they were doing was obviously wrong.
Everyone who took part in BLM riots or any other kind of riots who broke the law, whether it's, you know, vandalism or worse, should have been arrested on the spot and prosecuted and sentenced.
And they, many, many people were.
Many were. But many were not. That is, in my opinion, a wrong. That shouldn't have happened. It really has nothing to do with this riot or the next riot.
And if you're going to try to compare them, you're not, the second that you cover for anything that happened at the Capitol, the second that you make any excuse for anybody's actions, you lose credibility for what you were upset about in previous riots. If you were saying, I support a country of law and order, and we can't allow this to happen. These people all need to be held accountable. I think that's a fine opinion to have and a great point.
You can't now make cover.
Yeah, everyone sees what you're doing intellectually.
We
get it. You're not fooling us.
And it's on display like. It's on display so blatantly right now.
But the thing is, deflection works so well.
It does.
If you can deflect and get someone to start arguing about anything other than the original point, like, I see why people do it so often. It's effective. Anytime you can distract from the matter at hand.
Yep.
I mean, I get it.
There's a scene in that special that's, to me, it was unlike anything. And I watched as much of the George Floyd riots over the summer as I could. It was not like anything I saw during those riots. It's a guy in a big Q shirt, and he's toe-to-toe, white guy. He's toe-to-toe with a cop, and the cop has, like, got his baton out, and he's like, just, you need to stop. You all need to stop. You need to back. And he gets up in the cop's face. Cop starts giving him ground and stuff. Eventually, the cop, who is waiting for backup that hasn't arrived yet, he turns and, like, bolts up the stairs, and the guy in the Q shirt just sprints after him and chases him up the stairs, and I didn't see anything like that during the, you know what I mean? I never saw people chasing down.
QAnon is this weird hot play. Don't touch it. Don't take calls on it. Don't talk about it. I'm going to talk about it because I don't fully have my mind, not even partially wrapped around it. But I'm reading articles by smart people who are saying this is what happened, that it was the QAnonization of the right that led us here. They're talking about removing the congresswoman who was just elected, who is, I think, openly QAnon.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Which is, doesn't quite sit well with me, just that, well, wait a minute. If you remove her because she believes something that you don't, what about the next guy that believes that, you know, you see what I'm saying?
And wouldn't there be due process of some sort?
I do, but I think my counterpoint to that is that what she believes is what a big part of what caused this insurrection. What she believes is like that the other members of Congress are killing and eating children. I think that's like that goes a little bit beyond. It's kind of an extenuating circumstances thing, right? Compared to, well, she believes something that you don't believe. We're not talking about Democrats and Republicans here. We're talking about Democrats, Republicans, and a group that believes that most people involved on both of those sides are like child sacrificing Satanists who drink their blood for youth.
So she would say that?
Yeah, that's what she would say.
She would say that.
She would say that. Yeah, that's her belief. That's like a core tenet of QAnon. When you talk about the deep state, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the pedophile cabal that we've talked about on the show before.
Yeah, and anytime someone speaks out against the president, it's because they're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's literally what they believe.
Mike Pence. They believe that Mike Pence is a
pedophile. So going back to my first rant of the day, when the president said this was a mob and I denounce it, do they all go, I see what you're doing. Okay, boss. Why don't they say, oh, we're coming after you now?
Yes, Rachel and I both saw a tweet earlier, and we both reported it to Twitter, but it was saying, like, there's a big push amongst these people, and that is, a mantra of theirs is, Trump never lies. Everything Trump says is smooth sailing, according to plan. If Trump doesn't seem worried, neither should you, because he has a master plan in mind about how everything's going to work out. He's always 10 steps ahead of all these people. So,
when there are really enough of these people,
it's a major problem.
It's spread like wildfire amongst people who don't have a lot else to be doing, especially now with the pandemic. A lot of people are out of work. They don't have anywhere else to go. They don't have anywhere to belong to. They don't have anyone to talk to.
So I know that I'm being unfair because you guys aren't QAnon experts, but compared to me, you are. For anything, whether it's radical Islam, jihadist, or it's a cult, or it's QAnon, there has to be something attractive about it. You can't just go into a room and someone goes like, people are eating babies, and you're like, I'm in. What is it that sucks them and seduces them?
But you feel like you are saving those children. That's the big thing, is like, save the children. You feel like, oh my, I mean, they believe it's happening. So they say, it's my duty to jump in front of this and do everything I can to save them. Never mind that it was just something that was made up on a message board. And I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who are involved in sex trafficking and doing terrible things. Do I think it's a cabal controlled by the United States government? Probably not. Especially when the evidence is, well, nobody knows about it, except all of us millions of people who are into this theory, but nobody knows about it, and they'll do anything to keep it covered up. Well, you guys somehow know about it. I don't understand. But that's the thing. You get that. They truly believe, I am helping these kids. I'm saving America. They're the heroes in the story.
Yeah. What it
offers
you,
that's the attractive part.
What it offers you is a place to belong, a place where you are heroic and you are saving the world from these monsters. And it also provides you with, you know, because it's all trickled out in the form of riddles and, you know, decoded, like encoded phrases that you have to try and figure out what exactly, you know, what does the storm mean? All that sort of thing. It also gives you essentially a hobby. It gives you something to do because it gives you something to think about. You can spend your life.
The riddle thing also means that if something goes wrong, it just means you decoded the riddle incorrectly.
Yes.
It's a lot like doomsday pastors and stuff. I mean, you have so much cover because it's all based on what you can infer from a clue. So
current status, the president of the United States has been impeached for the second time. There are 20,000 troops quartering in the capital of the United States, and a lot of it seems to be because of this organization that believes that Chief Justice John Roberts and others were forced to rape children on video and are now being blackmailed. And this is 2021.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great. Now it's my song with Sue.
It is uncomfortable, isn't
now,
it?
Now Sue knows about Andrew and Andrew knows about Sue. It all comes back to Journey.
I always knew about Sue.
Oh, you don't know everything about
Sue.
I knew
the whole time.
It's news to me. I'm bitter.
Speaking of, I can't believe no one mentioned my shirt.
I love it.
I did when he came in.
I was going to mention it earlier, but things got kind of serious.
In 20 years, I've never worn a flannel shirt, ever.
You were saying something like, how is it going to affect this? And how will impeachment affect this? And I was going to say, how does it affect your shirt? But that was a little...
The very beginning of the show,
yep.
You were on a very serious, important rant.
Yeah.
And you said something about people making decisions. And it was everything I could do to not say, like the decision you made to wear that shirt.
Wish you had.
Not in a bad way. Not in a make fun of you way, but just in a very Dave Glover show.
Yeah.
Like Dave's got a different type of shirt on.
But I'll share this with everyone.
It wasn't the time or place.
I put it on and took it off 3 times today.
I think it looks great.
It's awesome. I love it. It matches your beanie perfectly. Matches your beanie.
It's tough not to invite you to go chop some wood.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I mean that literally.
I get it.
Some wood.
It's a look.
My look is looking like people I'm not. I'm not a fisherman or a lumberjack or a biker, like a, you know, bike gang guy, but I can pass all three.
It's true. You really can.
Or a silver daddy.
Hey.
I don't know what that is.
It's a good... Is it a one-off?
That's not true.
Is it a one-off, or did you buy a few?
I bought three.
Are they the exact same shirt?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Nope, they're different.
Got it.
So to answer your question, we all noticed, and we were all desperately trying to find a time to work in a joke about it, but it never happened.
Tony's would have been good. I would have really laughed at
that. I mean, we could go back and play that rant, and I could point out exactly the moment. I really had to bite my tongue, because it was so inappropriate.
Right.
It was so not the time
for that
joke.
Would have been perfect for the show, though.
But, yeah. But
Dave Murray, you don't strike me as a flannel guy.
I was in my time.
Yeah,
I actually love flannel shirts in the winter. Yeah, I really did. Now, in contrast, I see you as a flannel shirt guy.
Oh yeah, uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I really do.
Well, I am now. I'm into my new phase, people.
It's good.
It's gonna be 100 degrees middle of the summer. You're gonna be
right
wearing two flannels.
Start carrying chopping the axe handle around.
Wearing the flannel shirt with your Jeep with no windows in it. That's an awesome look.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Although my daughter made me put most of the windows in the other day or she wouldn't go see grandma with me. That's the kind of tough guy I am.
That's right.
Do you have more than one flannel shirt?
Yeah, I bought three.
Okay.
All right. You'll see two more.
I'm ready.
But those were the first three you've ever bought?
I mean, when I was little and I wasn't dressing myself, I think I wore some flannel. But other than that, yeah. Just never thought it was for me. So what are we looking at for the weather, Dave?
Are you itchy yet?
No, it's quite comfortable.
That's good.
Are you the first owner of these shirts?
That's a great question.
Yes.
I don't think I'm the first owner of this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, that's kind of scary.
It's better than shoes. I think that's a step up. These are much easier to wash.
I probably should have washed it. Back to the weather.
I picture you walking out of the studio to get in your Jeep, and there's a bin of clothes in the parking lot.
You know what? If
Let me see if there's a flannel shirt there.
If you took a picture of my Jeep right now, I could never say anything about Trash Car again. It is really? It is as full of crap as it ever has been. Just anything and everything. It's probably pretty close to yours. You might find a Ned Stark action figure in my Jeep.
Could be.
It's
what about
terrible.
A sombrero?
No. Okay. No.
Do you have old mail from 3 or 4 years ago?
I usually don't give my mail. So.
Do you have trash transferred from your last vehicle?
No. Good question. That I don't have.
Well, then you're really only a starter.
Yeah, you're right.
You're a starter.
I feel silly for comparing myself to the king.
It's my storage unit.
How old, if you had to guess, the oldest piece of...
Tape.
I don't even want to say garbage. It's the oldest item.
Detritus.
Yeah.
In
oldest
the car.
Item.
That doesn't belong to the car. That's not part of
Right.
The car in any way.
Belong to the car is funny.
Yeah.
It all belongs to the car now, Tony.
That's a fact.
Maybe like...
Not like an ice scraper or a jack or something that belongs.
2015. I mean, 2016 is a given because 2016 is when I got the car. So 2016, absolutely.
So 6 years.
So 6 years and maybe, or 4 years rather, 2016. And so going back maybe a year or two before that, probably.
Okay. Rachel.
Wait, I'm confused.
If I bought you a Tahoe, brand new, but filled it full of trash, like Andrew's car, and said, I will make the payments so long as you don't ever touch this stuff.
Ooh.
Can you do it?
No. Keep my clean car. Oh.
It's not obstructive to driving. You can drive just fine.
She's happy.
I could
lose
all the benefits of the Tahoe. Exactly. I can't.
Exactly.
You lose all the benefits of the third row seating and the storage. And
it's all full of stuff.
Now, if it's just one trash car's worth that I could fit in the trunk, maybe.
It wouldn't
fit. But still,
in the trunk.
Yeah, like Tony said, the benefits. I'd want to put stuff in that Tahoe.
A trash car's worth is too much for the trunk. Trust me, that's why it's in the car, because the trunk has overflowed.
What about this? You get the Tahoe, but once a month, on the first of every month, the roof of the Tahoe is lifted off, and it is, and the trash car's a full trash car's worth of remnants is dumped in. You're allowed to clean it. But every month, you're getting that thing filled with trash. Ooh. Is it worth all the work to keep it clean?
That is a
for
solid
a free
question.
Tahoe.
What do you
I
think?
Could probably work around that.
I can do
I'll
that.
Do it. Yeah, I'll do it.
I could do
free
that,
Tahoe.
I think. I could do that. But I couldn't just leave it.
Because here's the spoiler alert.
I'd have to be allowed to clean it.
It wouldn't take that long
dun,
to clean
dun,
it out.
Dun.
But here's the thing. I have a garment bag
She's right.
in the trash car from a wedding that I do not recall. What am I supposed to do
from
with
2014.
That? I can't just get
throw
rid of
it
that.
Throw it
I can't just
out.
Get rid of
why
that.
Why can you not throw... Is it empty?
Yeah.
Well, why can't you throw it away?
What if I need bag?
It? Well,
there's
go
nothing
put it
in
your
in
closet
there.
At yes. home in case you
there's
need it.
There's nothing in there that you can't throw
nothing.
Away.
Nothing.
You haven't needed it for 6 years.
There's got to be something in there.
There's right? nothing. No, because nothing. If you needed it, you would have already needed it.
Yep.
Well...
Even paperwork...
Let me ask you this.
That's 6 years old. No
if we
good.
Took
absolutely.
Everything out of trash car and put it into boxes, so you're not losing any of it, and you get into your fresh, clean car the next day, are you uncomfortable? Have you become one with the trash?
No. I mean, I had to, so I cleaned out the entire
like
front
it.
Of the... I don't like having the trash car. It's just how it is. I cleaned out the whole front, remember? That's still clean. That's still nice and
but he
and clean.
Brings up a good point, Andrew. If we were to take all that stuff and put it in boxes and store it elsewhere, would that be okay because you still have this stuff?
So here's an important thing that I want to make sure you guys know. I don't like the trash car. I hate that car. I despise it. Part of why it's so full of trash is because I hate it so much.
What's the passenger side? Maybe 3 square feet.
Yeah. I didn't want to have to
clean
out.
Well, the whole car's only like...
I cleaned out the whole
car. So if you had a car,
if
you had a car that you respected... Uh-huh. If you had a car that you were proud of,
yeah, if
you
I had,
wouldn't
like, a
allow
nice
this
car.
To happen?
Probably, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, that's a yes.
I think that isn't that where you were going?
That's
it's not
yes.
about. It's not about. I like the trash.
Didn't I just
I'm
finish
just
your
lazy.
Own thought and you couldn't even
here's
stick
what,
to
here's
it?
Here's what would happen if I bought you the Tahoe. A month, spick and span, but at some point, you're gonna take a Chick-fil-A bag and go. It's only one Chick-fil-A bag. I'll get it by the time I go home.
Yeah.
And it would start all over again.
Yeah.
Man, you know what does it for my tracks? Because I try to keep my car clean, but it's, I mean, I'm not even a hundredth of the trash car, no offense, but right now it's a little messy. I will have my mask and put it on my passenger seat, and then it'll fall on the ground. And then before I know it, I have like 8 of those. And so begins the like, well, it already looks bad in here. I guess I'll just leave this cup.
Oh, interesting. See, yeah.
Rachel opens a car door and just 40 masks fall out. Just up to eye level with masks in the
but
car.
But no birdhouse that she doesn't know where it came from.
Nothing
you know
like
what
that.
I mean?
It's a nice birdhouse, though.
It was a nice birdhouse.
Very lovely.
I bet it's a fine garment bag.
My car creates lovely crafts when I give it the ingredients to.
I'm telling you, we clean it out, we take the nicer items, and we auction them off to the DGS audience for charity.
It's a great
idea.
That'd
be fun.
Like a mystery bag of trash.
Yeah.
I love that. Sometimes at auctions, you buy a pig and a poke, you buy like lot 15, and you don't know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just bag it up, and you get a bag of the trash.
You get whatever.
Maybe it's a hat
from 2018.
Ta-da! Yeah.
Maybe it's a receipt from Burger King.
What if I paid you
$40? Sensitive tax information from 2017.
What if I paid you $40? But I go out there and I throw away everything in the car.
I would need to be there. I couldn't just
That's
let
not
it.
Part of the deal.
No. Then I can't do that deal.
What if
I
did that, but Tony set aside every paper?
Yeah.
No, because there's a lot more than just paper in there. That's part of the problem.
What if I allowed you to write down
because I don't
four
know.
Or five things?
I don't know what's in there.
You could go out and look first and write down 4 or 5 things that you deem
somehow that could be fine.
Invaluable.
Yeah.
And then I throw away everything else.
Yeah, I could do that. That sounds fine.
Could you?
Yeah, I know that you're not going to throw away
the
things
bucks,
that are important.
We just throw in a trash can and we just throw
everything
away.
Honestly,
Is it me? Andrew's voice is getting higher and higher.
Yeah, this makes him nervous.
Half of Andrew's living over the past few years has been eating things that he doesn't want to and doing things that normal humans do just because it's the right thing to do.
It's true.
We'll pay you to clean out your horribly trashed car.
That you don't like and admittedly don't like to drive.
I don't need money. We can clean the car. We said we were going to clean it last spring. We just never ended up doing it.
No.
We
tried.
We tried.
You wouldn't let us.
You had... Remember?
No, I don't remember that.
You objected
that.
To almost
watch
everything.
The video.
We threw away a few things.
Honestly, being a connoisseur of murder shows, when you walked out there with us and we opened those doors, it was like a guy... that had buried a hooker in his yard.
It's shame.
And the cadaver dogs.
It's shameful. Like I said, I don't like having the trash car.
But you won't let us clean it.
It's what I got. What I got.
But I just said, if you had a new car that you liked, would you allow this to happen, and you didn't?
I don't think so. I think if I... I mean, I've never had like a really nice car.
This is getting stronger. Mm-hmm.
I've never had like a really nice car.
Did we do weather?
We did not.
Oh, jeez.
No. Dave, how about that weather?
Please do weather.
Okay, cold front comes through tomorrow night. Could be a couple of rain showers tomorrow, but still mild. Friday looks and feels like winter. Windy, cloudy, cold, snow squalls around. 35 for the high, feels colder. Could see a dusting to a half inch of snow Friday afternoon into Friday evening.
Cool.
Cold weekend.
$40.
Seems anticlimactic now. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Few minutes shy, 5 p.m. DGS. Couple of fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence over Benjamin Franklin because the other members of the committee were afraid that Franklin would sneak in jokes.
Really?
It's funny.
That's hilarious.
I wish he had. It'd be a lot more fun country. Just in the 1700s,
thou
squirrels were the
take
most.
Away my right to pass gas. Jeez, sorry. Go ahead.
Squirrels were the most popular pets. Everyone had a pet squirrel.
When?
1700s.
Cool.
Mm. Wow.
What happened?
Yeah, that's a good question.
If you had a pet squirrel, what would you name it?
Harvey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nutsack.
That's. You know what though? If everyone had a pet squirrel, why aren't there
I love that you're going to take this up for real.
Yeah, like, why aren't all the squirrels domesticated?
You plant your flags
now?
In weird ways.
Like, cats and dogs, they were domesticated, and so that's why there's so few, like, wild dogs.
So at one point, there were, like, no feral squirrels. They were all owned and had collars.
I feel like there should be more non-feral squirrels.
Strangest show of all time. Right?
Yeah.
That's saying.
There should be more non-feral squirrels.
You know?
First thing I've ever heard you say where you, like, really took a... Resolved.
If you domesticate enough of an animal, they become tame by, like, genetics.
The house where Lizzie Borden axe murdered her parents is for sale for $2 million.
Whoa.
Where did that happen? Does it say? Was it back east
Fall
somewhere?
Fall River, Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts.
Dave comes in tomorrow. Guys, I made another eBay purchase.
Yeah. Get this.
I purchased the Lizzie Borden.
I guess the murder would make the value of the house go up in this case.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just a regular old murder.
If it happened a year ago,
yeah,
it's half the price.
Murder. It's lame.
Do you guys see the person in Texas that almost burned their house down trying to burn their Christmas tree in the fireplace?
Yeah. Oh, gee. In the fireplace.
So they just stuck the fat end in and lit it on fire.
What could go wrong?
And inexplicably, the fire made its way down the tree and set the rug on fire, which set the mantle on fire.
So they thought that trees or anything burned in sections, that they could just continue to kind of slide, like, once a foot of it burns off, we'll push it more in.
Fire
it's not
going to
just run across the...
Right.
Fire stays in the fireplace. That's what it's for, fire.
Yeah, frankly, it's the fire's fault.
It doesn't,
When Nick was about 10, we wanted to get rid of our Christmas tree, and... I you know, there's like a day they pick them up, and I, of course, didn't do it. It was sitting on the side of the house, and someone left a note on it, like, please move your Christmas tree. It's Valentine's Day. And so this is true, 100% true story. The house is on a lake, about a 20-acre lake, and Nick and I dressed in black at like 11 p.m. and went out and put the tree in the lake. Not thinking that it would float.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the next literally 2 months, it just made circles around the lake. And everyone knew who did it.
Gosh.
I mean, there's 100 houses and one of them are Glovers. Everyone knew who did it.
I bet it was the people who had the Christmas tree super late.
I don't know. I didn't see them. They must have been in black.
Here's what you should have done. You should have gotten another Christmas tree, put it up against the side of the house, and then been like, whoa, that's our tree still.
And evidently, it's a good thing to do.
It's great for the fish.
But you got to weigh it.
You have to weigh it
down.
I was going to say, what was the end of the story? Did it just keep floating, or did somebody
weigh
it?
Well, it'll sink eventually. Eventually.
Yeah.
Everything sinks eventually, Sue.
Yeah. It gives them structure. Gives them a house. Yeah, it gives them a hangout. Exactly.
But every day, it would just you could just, there it goes.
That is.
Just made a circle.
Well, you two had a plan.
My dad and I used to do that. If someone in the neighborhood had like a dumpster, we'd like dress in all black and take a bunch of like, you know, old furniture or whatever we had to get rid of and sneak it over.
You guys are confessing to some things.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.